If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, I can't tell you how many times throughout the week somebody will say, look, I need that Dr. Richie's phone number. Can you give me the phone number? Do they have an office near me? Why? It's because a lot of folks dealing with neuropathy, and it continues to be a massive problem in this country. It's safe to say it's an epidemic. That's why he continues to grow his brand and continues to have success story after success story. And it's always nice to have him here for his monthly visit, because I know that there is hope, and I know he is making a difference every single day. So Tri-State Neuropathy Center is expanding as we speak, and they are located in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDanston.com is where you can find more. And here's the thing that we do every single time he drops by. The first consultation, examination, and treatment is absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. You can call right now, leave your name and number, and they will get back to you during business hours throughout the week. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. And again, if you know anyone who has neuropathy, please give them this information so they know there is hope. And again, when you call, make sure you leave a working number that they can reach you Monday through Friday during business hours. 724-940-9000, MaryDanston.com. And I guess it is safe to say that it is an epidemic, neuropathy, isn't it, Doc?
Well, I'd say 30 million people. You can call it an epidemic. They say about 10% of Americans suffer with peripheral neuropathy. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how many people suffer with this. We started 12 years ago treating neuropathy with this new technology. When we first started, I knew what neuropathy was, and I knew people had it, but I never knew how many people had it. You know, I was taught by a neurologist who discovered this whole thing, and I was very, very skeptical. You know, they're talking about regenerating nerves, and we're always taught you can't do that. But it took me about a year before I finally joined him, flew out to Arizona, came back, and I took six patients that had it through my own clinical trial, because I didn't think this would work. And all six got better. Two of them got 100% better. And I was shocked. You know, I never thought it would work that well. And I put one little ad out there. And this is 2013 in a little local magazine out in Wexford, Pennsylvania. And the phones blew up. And that's when I realized, wow, there are a lot of people that suffer with this. And they were struggling. I mean, that was the first part. But then when they come in and you hear their stories, even till today, you know, 12 years later, I still can't imagine living with neuropathy. Like I had a lady in just this week on Tuesday. She suffered for about 6 years, and it was every symptom that you can get with neuropathy. She probably cried two or three times just trying to tell me how bad it was. And she's like, she kept saying, I don't want to lose my feet. I can't lose my feet. And that's the ultimate thing that neuropathy can take you to, is you can get amputations, and I've seen it happen. And she's just like, I can't let that happen. And the coolest part about it is she qualified for the program, and we ended up always doing a treatment. You know, one of the technologies we have, the most important thing, is called low-level light therapy. We have the most powerful technology on the market. After her one treatment, she got up and she's like, oh my gosh, I can feel my toes in my shoes. You know, after 6 years with this, and she's felt her toes in her shoes, and she was just like,
one treatment.
That's not common, Rob, that they can get up and feel a difference. You know, I always tell them, don't expect any difference, but when they do, I know they're going to do real good, real fast. And she was walking out, I mean, the excitement on her to know that she's found something that can, you know, not give a medication just to mask it. Right. She found a solution. She was ecstatic. She's so excited to get started with the program. And that's really fun for us. You know,
you realize though, if somebody even gets a little bit of relief, it can go a long way. 5% is like 50%, because they've been struggling for so long and they have forgotten what it's like to have that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the stories that we hear, they're always told that there's nothing that can be done. I mean, they can go to the top neurologists, top PCPs, whatever, you know, endocrinologist, podiatrist, and they're like, yeah, you got peripheral neuropathy and there's nothing that can be done. And they tell them it's going to get worse. I mean, like, can you imagine given that fate in life? I don't care if you're 40 years old or if you're 90 years old, that you're living with this and every night you're getting woken up and it's getting worse and worse. Your balance becomes issues and they're given this fate of it's just going to get worse on you.
Well, let me add something because, you know, I'm always researching and trying to just be able to add something to the show. So, you know, I do a lot of shows that have to do with Medicare. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happened at the end of last year was the Inflation Reduction Act as far as the donut hole mm-hmm. and how a lot of folks are getting sticker shock the first of the year. Mm-hmm. And now we're heading towards the end of the first quarter when it comes to the drugs that they take on a regular right. basis. And some of them are the drugs that deal with neuropathy. So not only are they not really getting a cure from these drugs, but now the prices of these drugs are going up as yeah. well, too. So I think yeah. it's a call to action. People really, instead of just keep paying the freight for something that's not going to help them, and that price is going to continue to go up, doubling in some cases, if not tripling, you need to make the call, at least see where you stand.
Yeah. And almost everybody that comes into the office that has had peripheral neuropathy enough that, you know, it always starts with like a numbing sensation. So that's not bad. But once it starts to roll into the pain, the burning, the stabbing, that's when they do their all their testing. But they get put on a medication just like you're talking about. And, you know, if they're paying for it is one thing. But almost everybody tells me that it doesn't do anything for them for peripheral neuropathy. If they have back issues, some of them say it helps. But for peripheral neuropathy, I would say 95 to 100% of the people say that this medication, no matter how high they keep raising the dose, doesn't touch their neuropathy. They still have the same symptoms pre or post medication.
All right, listen, on the other side of the break, we're going to go through what neuropathy is. We're going to talk about the technology coming up as well, and over 14,000 people. So that, along with a great testimonial coming up in our third segment, and then, that fourth segment to kind of give you the overview. But what you need to know as we go to break, they've got an office near you. They're in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, along with Morgantown, West Virginia. Mary Danston is where you can find out more. .com. Mary Danston, one word, .com. And if you call 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, you get the first consultation, the examination and treatment free. First consultation, examination and treatment free, 724-940-9000. Did you ever think when we started this like 7 years ago, we'd be talking about you helping over 14,000 people?
It's, yeah, I still look back and enjoy the ride for sure to be able to help that many people. But never in my right mind would I have thought that many people would have come to us.
Let me put that in perspective. I live in Monaca, PA. That's mm-hmm. more people than live in the town of Monaca.
Jeez.
I mean, that's a lot of people that you're treating.
Jeez. I mean, it's a lot. I remember one time we were talking. I had gone to a Penguin game we had chatted about, and I think it holds like 18,000 people. I think we were probably halfway there. I'd be like, it'd be neat to get to that point where we could fill this, not the Civic Arena, but the Pittsburgh.
PPG Paints.
PPG Paints. That'd be neat. We're getting there, but it just, you know, the thing that really makes us successful is our technology.
Yeah.
We have the most powerful technology. Nobody else has it. And I'll tell a little bit about how it is so much more powerful, but that's what's made us successful. So it's really exciting.
All right. So here's what you need to do right now as we go to break. Before you do anything else today, go to the phone, or maybe you have that phone in your hand already. 724-940-9000. Call that number right now. You're dealing with it. You know somebody that's dealing with it. There is hope. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, and in West Virginia, in Weirton and Morgantown. MaryDanston.com. First consultation, examination, and treatment, all free. Make the call now. Don't put it off. Do it right now. 724-940-9000. Neuropathy, what it is, the treatment that they're doing, and a success story all within the next 20 minutes right here on KDKA. You know, one of the questions that I never asked Dr. Ritchie, and I'm going to ask him right now, I know what the answer is, but a lot of people say, Neuropathy, chiropractic medicine, what do they have in common? Explain about the holistic aspect of
it. Yeah, it's more holistic. You know, this technology that has come out is it's non-invasive and, you know, there's no medications. You know, you go to an MD, like the journey that a patient takes usually prior to coming to us is, you know, they get this numbing feeling in their toes and they go to their doc and they tell them they'll get testing, they'll get blood work and they get prescribed a medication. They might get sent to get more testing and eventually it's just medication. Whereas we have a technology that's natural. You know, we are going to use a technology that is going to allow the body to heal itself and that's not found in the medical model, you know. And so it's nice to be able to provide a natural solution, an FDA-approved device that can actually give your body the ability to bring these nerves back to life. It's just how much it will. Almost every patient that comes into us that we qualify, you know, that's the most, my first words out of my mouth is this is the most important visit. This is where we're going to decide whether you have this or not. If you do not have it, we will know, and we can generally point them in a good direction. But if they start telling the right story, their history lines up, we do a really painless, simple 2-minute exam that tells us whether they have it or not. And then it also shows the severity. At that point, I get to tell them that we could probably get you anywhere from 50 to 100% better. It's almost everybody gets there. Everybody gets there in a different race. Some people, I just had a lady that 2 weeks into this, she came in and I was kind of passing by with patients and she's like, "Do you know when I first started with you?" She's like, "I spent years not being able to sleep. Every night my feet woke me up." She says, "I'm 2 weeks into this." She goes, "I am sleeping through the entire night."
Oh, wow.
She's like, that alone, talking about changing life, we talked earlier about if you can just give a little bit of relief, but can you imagine not sleeping? Like every night that you go to bed, that you know you're going to get woken up with a sharp stabbing pain or burning. And this is what you hear every day. And it's like, I mean, you'll hear a testimonial today, you know, that was bothering her. And it's just the Bill who was on with us last time. He's like, every night at 3 a.m., he's like, it was like clockwork. He's like, I get up, my feet wake me up and I got to get up and walk around and continue to walk until the pain subsides and then fall back asleep. Just the anxiety of that. You know, some people say, I just don't want to go to sleep because I know I'm going to get this sharp stabbing pain in my foot. I mean, just the stories that we hear, it's soul stealing, to be honest with you. I mean, just to know that they've got this neuropathy, which, you know, I don't know if you know what neuropathy is, if you're listening, but you know, it's a death and destruction of these little nerves in your skin. So they're called small nerve fibers.
Right.
And when we say peripheral, it's the end. So the neuropathy generally likes to start in your toes. I had a lady come in on Friday. She said it started in her pinky toe. And then it kind of rolled across all of that foot and then bounced to the other foot. Then it's all of her toes. She said, "I got this numb tingling feeling." She goes, "I almost feel like I got something between my toes and a ball of my foot, like almost like a bunched up sock feeling." And she goes, "It never goes away." And she goes, "If I sit down at night, it seems to be a little worse." And I said, "Does it feel like they're swollen?" And she said, "Yeah, but they're not." And that's a very common thing. So these little nerves that are in the skin, I mean, they're literally so small, Rob, you can't see them. That's how tiny these little guys are. But the devastating effects of when you get this are horrible. But it'll start to work its way back. It'll work its way from the toes to the ball of the foot to the heel. And it can crawl all the way to the knees. It can happen in your hands too, you know, starts in your fingertips. You lose sensation, picking things up become difficult. You're dropping things because you don't know how hard you're feeling it because those little nerves are dying. And the worst part about it is once you get it, it's almost a guarantee that it's going to get worse. So here they are. They go to their doc and they get diagnosed with this peripheral neuropathy and they're told, "Yep, you got this. Here's gabapentin, you know, or Lyrica or Neurontin, which is a drug that's designed to try to dim down your nerve conduction, and it doesn't work." And then guess what? It gets worse. So they go back, they get put under more tests, more blood work. They do this thing called an EMG where they stick two needles in you and turn the electric up. And I've had people say that it was the worst pain they've ever had in their life. And they're like, and it really doesn't give me an answer of if they have it. You know, we do a sensory exam, the easiest exam you can do to determine whether you have it. Another way is a biopsy, which we don't do. Those are the two real significant ways to determine whether you have neuropathy, but they're just led to believe that there's nothing that can be done, and all they do is keep going back to their doctor, and they keep upping the dose of medication. Start you on like 100 milligrams of gabapentin 3 times a day, doesn't touch it, you know, go back for a follow-up, they bump it up to 300, and then 3 times a day. I've had people coming in over 3,000 milligrams of gabapentin, not even knowing who they are, because there's so many side effects.
Brain fog.
And I mean, it's wicked, and it's not touching it. So, you know, that's the greatest part about us. There's no medication. We have a device that is designed to actually get these nerves to come back to life.
And talk about that. We got a minute before the break, but I want you to talk about that. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So one of the main components, we got a lot of components, is called low-level light therapy. And technology's come a long way, and we have the most powerful lights. Nobody else has it. That's why we are so successful, is because of this technology. And it's designed to produce this thing called nitric oxide. Your body makes it. Mine makes it. Everyone's makes it. It's just the older you get, the less it produces. And it's made in your blood vessels. And it does one thing. It keeps your vessels open, loose, pliable. And what happens is that allows all the oxygen and nutrients to get out furthest from your heart at your peripheral. So these little nerves that are dying are starving for oxygen and nutrients. And then this light therapy, all it does is open those vessels, and we start to water it, just like grass that hasn't had rain in a while. It's just going to start to water those nerves.
All right, Deb Bickel coming up, our success story in our next segment. But this is what I want you to do as we go to break. Call for action. Go right to the phone. Dial this number, 724-940-9000. Right now, 724-940-9000. Leave your name and number. They'll get back to you during business hours. And here's what they're doing today. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. They're giving you the first consultation, examination, and treatment all free. Consultation, examination, and treatment free. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. We'll be back.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You know, my favorite part when we get together with Dr. Ritchie are these success stories, because it really comes from the heart. And her and her husband, Chuck, they know all too well what this guy can do. Deb, it's great to have you here today. I can't wait to hear your story. But let me just say, as you begin with Dr. Ritchie, what a difference a trip to the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers can make, right?
That's for sure.
Good morning, Deb. Good morning, Chuck. How are you guys?
Good
morning.
We're
good, Sean. How are you?
Doing great. Did you guys walk the dogs yet?
Oh, yes. I walked the dogs 2 miles a couple hours ago.
Attaboy. That's good. It's a beautiful day out there.
It's awesome day.
It is.
Yeah, I was surprised to see the weather's bringing 70 degrees to us almost on Wednesday. That's a far cry than we've had this week, huh?
Yes, it is, but we'll take it.
We'll take it for sure. Well, first off, I want to thank you guys. I've thanked you a number of times for coming on to tell your story. I really appreciate it. But I know we met a little while ago, but when did your neuropathy start?
Somewhere around March of last year is when it started to have my symptoms, but we didn't be able to start everything until like October 3rd.
Yes.
Right. What were you going through? Tell me what you were experiencing.
I was experiencing numbness in my feet, tingling in my feet, and the burning was really bad. I would go to the kitchen and rinse off the dishes to put them in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even finish doing that.
Jeez.
Because my feet got too numb. I had to go and sit down.
Wow, that came on quick.
Yes, it did. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah, some people suffer for a long, long time, and some people have it for a year, and it affects their life just simply working at the sink there. You couldn't do it, huh?
No, I couldn't. I felt so embarrassed, because normally I would do stuff like that.
You would go into a store to shop. She would go into a store to shop, and, you know, she might be in there 5 minutes, and the first thing, her feet would go completely numb, and she couldn't, she'd have to find a place to sit or do something.
Well, the one time I was at Walmart, and I just went in for a prescription, when I was in there, my feet went numb. I had to call Chuck because he was just happened to be out in the parking lot with his truck, and he went ahead and came to get me because I couldn't walk.
Wow.
Yeah. That was embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, but it's scary, too. I mean, to know that, you know, you're given no hope. What did you try? Like, how did you proceed when you started getting these symptoms? What did you do?
Well, we had the PCP, and they
sent us for an EMG.
How did that go?
And,
I hear that's pretty painful.
Diagnosed me for neuropathy, and so we called this
neurologist.
The neurologist, and they said, oh, we can take you in about 6 to 8 months. And I go, what? 6 to 8 months?
Jeez.
I can't do that.
Right. So you're still on the list to be going there, right?
Well, we've actually canceled that appointment.
You canceled that appointment.
Yes, we did, because it's coming up in May.
Jeez.
Yeah, and she doesn't have a need to go.
No, because of you guys at Tri-State Neuropathy.
Amen.
It really, really made a big difference.
That's awesome. So, the mobility of your life there, I know that you weren't able to just do simple things like the walking the dogs like you do every morning and, you know.
No, I wasn't even able to walk out onto the grass out here in the front yard.
Go up and down steps.
Or go up and down the steps was difficult. I had to use the hand railing, and it, one step at a time. It was not a good thing.
Right. I remember it was probably a month into it. I had come into the room when you were doing your treatment, one of the treatments in the office, and Chuck, you were telling me a story about how she was going up and down the steps. That's, I think, when you really noticed that things were changing for her, huh?
Well, absolutely. She just, the one evening I was sitting down in the living room, and she just come bopping down the steps, you know, and I thought, what in the world's going on? He says, I can do this. And
since my therapy.
What a difference.
All the different stuff that you had me do, I did it religiously. Mm-hmm. If you told me to do something twice a day, I did it twice a day. If you said I could do it from 2 to 5 times a day, I did it. You know, and that's the big deal, you know, if
Absolutely.
You are pursue.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's why you got the great results that you did. You know, you followed exactly what we told you to do and just let the technology do its job. And so where are you today? How are you feeling? I know you said that you had numbness, tingling, burning. I know you had that real heavy feeling and nights weren't good. So where are you today?
Well, I don't have the tingling anymore and I don't have all the numbness anymore at all.
Nope, no numbness at all.
So I'm able to just basically do what I basically want to do.
Right. That's a beautiful thing. Now, as much as it sounds as an excuse, Chuck, I can't do the dishes. You have to do them, but now you have to do them now, Deb.
Thank you.
It's a win-win situation for sure.
Yeah, I was in such a situation, I didn't have any hope at all. And so, therefore, I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to have to really think about this. And so I even, in my mind, picked out a wheelchair for myself because I thought, very soon, that's where I'm going to be.
Wow, that was a year ago that you started with this and already, you know, starting to look at your future and thinking that it would be wheelchairs, given no hope that this is just going to be getting worse on you. That's a scary thought, huh?
Yes, it was. We were desperate, so we went ahead and prayed about it, and we had other people praying, and we asked the Lord to give us the right places to go to, and yours was number one.
Yeah.
So we went to your place, and the people were so nice, very cordial.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, we really love our patients, you know. We always say we luck out by getting such great people like yourselves. But it's funny how fate happens, you know. I tell a story of how I fell into it, but how you guys fell into finding us was kind of a unique story. You didn't just happen to see it on a ad or hear us on the radio. You were at a volleyball game, weren't you?
We were actually at a volleyball match for our granddaughter. And and it was clear in Conneaut, Ohio. We drove an hour and a half to get there.
Jeez.
And while the match was going on, I saw this gentleman sitting on down the bleachers a ways. He just looked familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when the match was over, I made my way over to find out if he was somebody I knew, which he actually was, a gentleman that I had met several years back. He had actually worked at the place I worked for a lot of years in Franklin. And
I walked over with him.
Yeah, he was there to watch his granddaughter play on the opposing team, of all things.
Right.
But when I introduced myself and was only talking for a couple minutes, and Debbie says, I have to sit down, my feet are numb. And so she sat down, and I proceeded to tell this gentleman about her situation with the neuropathy, and his eyes just lit up. And he said, I have a cousin who had neuropathy very bad and couldn't get around at all anymore. And he heard about this place called Tri-State Neuropathy. And he gave us his cousin, Dan Emerson's phone number. And we called him, and he talked to us for over half an hour and gave us all kinds of information about Tri-State and with his results and what all had happened. And
which was great results.
Oh, my goodness. He had great results, too. And so we, within 2 days, called down to the Wexford office and I believe talked to Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And she proceeded to tell us, hey, 1 week from today we're having a seminar. Would you guys be interested in coming down?
Yeah!
So we absolutely, and we went to it, and you were able to, after the seminar, see a few patients, and you actually saw Debbie that day because we had driven over an hour and a half one way to get there.
Right.
And started her treatments that very day, and what a change it's been in our lives. It's just, it's amazing.
It's awesome.
That's great. That's great. Well, I know it's emotional for you guys, and get back to doing the things you love. You guys have been together forever, and it's been really great to help both of you guys, you know, getting back, walking the dogs, and just living life again and looking for trips and stuff I know you were thinking about doing. So thank you guys so much for coming on and telling your story. I really appreciate it, and thanks for trusting in us. And I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday.
Debbie and Chuck together again, hand in hand, walking into the future. Thank you both. Good stuff. He does this every day along with his colleagues at the Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. He is Dr. Sean Ritchie. They're in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, along with Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. MaryDansedIn.com. And don't forget, first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. A review of the show coming up next on KDK with your Pratt Pack. Always a joy to have him here once a month, our regular visit. He'll be back with us next month, but you don't have to wait to get results when it comes to neuropathy. You're dealing with it. You know somebody's dealing with it. Tell them there's hope, and I'm telling you there's hope. Here's what you need to do. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment free. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, and Morgantown, West Virginia. So this is what we call, what did we learn on today's show? So, Doc, what did we learn on today's show?
We learned that there's hope. You know, we've been doing this for 12 years now. We've helped over 14,000 people, and this is all we do. You know, we have 9 offices, and this is all we do. And we have 6 docs on board, and if you've got neuropathy, you know, give us a call. We have the most powerful technology on the market today. When it comes down to it, you know, we've learned a lot over the years, and obviously technology gets better. The stuff that we have called low-level light therapy is the most important thing that we do. And that technology has advanced so far. And the power of our lights, I mean, when you look at power of lights, you know, all the ones that are actually prescription grade out there kind of have a rating, and ours rate over like 3,500, and almost everyone else on the market is under 1,000. So that's kind of where we set ourselves different from anybody else. Nobody else has these most powerful technologies and struggle with the results. So diving into it, these lights, they produce this nitric oxide in your little blood vessels to open them up so we can get some oxygen and nutrients to those nerves. And with that, we've learned a lot. You know, this technology, it's a light therapy. You don't feel anything. We've learned that when we first started, when a light would hit this tissue to help produce this nitric oxide, there's a thing called tissue resistance. So if I would hit you with like a pin, it hurts at first, but eventually it starts to not hurt as much. That's the resistance accommodation. So we've learned that if we can alter these frequencies so that there's no resistance there, you can have 100% full acceptance of this light. And that's why our technology is so much better than anybody else's on the market today. And that's what makes us, you know, help over 14,000 people. And almost everybody gets anywhere from, you know, 50 to 100% better, which is, it's a great journey. Just like Deb was saying, you know, they've been together. They're like high school sweethearts, and they've been together and they did all their stuff. You know, you get a routine of walking dogs, you know, going to Walmart, doing dishes and stuff like that. And that stuff was getting stolen from them. And, you know, they were looking at a whole different lifestyle. And I know when we finished up with them, it was very emotional. You know, the tears were shed just to know that there's a life to be had again, and, you know, walking dogs and just doing simple dishes, you know, and not looking for a wheelchair for the rest of your life. That's a really gratifying time, you know, when you, and we become friends, you know, hugs, and it's just really enjoyable to be able to help people. And that's the greatest thing about what we do. You know, this is, we're 100% focused on neuropathy. This is all we treat. And that's what makes us very educated and knowledge on who are good candidates, who aren't. And we have other stuff too that actually aids in helping this. We've learned stuff over the years. We have a technology, like these lights will dilate blood vessels. That's great. But what if we can somehow improve the flow? And we have a technology in our office that we can literally increase your microvessel flow like 50%. So I always tell people what's happening. It's like you have grass. Grass that hasn't had rain in a while, and it starts to die out and it starts to get brown and wilty, and all you need to do is water it. So that's what the lights do. It can water those nerves. But if I can somehow turn that sprinkler up, you know, get more water to that grass, we have a technology that does that. You don't even feel it. So we have the most powerful stuff on the market, and that's really exciting to be able to bring it to the table. And once we diagnose a patient and let them know that they're a qualified candidate, I can tell them that they can probably expect to get 50 to 100% better. It's very easy. Most of it's done at home. So it's, you know, it's not like you got to come to the office, you know, like a physical therapy where you got to do it in office. And then the best part is, like for Deb's story, you know, we got her back to living again. You know, no more numbness, no more burning, no more tingling. She's living life again. And the best part is we get to teach her to maintain that for the rest of her life. So it's not like it's the one and done where we get them fixed and then we have to wait for it to come back. We get to teach them how to use the equipment for maintenance on a very minimal level, and that'll usually keep their results for them. So it's a really fun journey, Rob, to be able to, you know, help this many people, and I'm looking to help more people. We're always looking for the story to get these people back to living. What I always see patients go through, they have two journeys, two paths that they can go by. One is they could go to the medical doctor and go through all the testing and then be told that they have it and get put on a medication. And it's obviously going to get worse on them, and they're going to keep up in that dose. That is one journey that they could do, and they can choose that route. Unfortunately, it's going to keep getting worse. Or they can come to us, and we'll be very thorough on that first free visit. We designate anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half to make sure they're candidates. And at that point, if they are, I always tell them, not only can we stop it today, but we can start to make that turn for you and start to get your feet back and get rid of your neuropathy.
Well, I know Deb was obviously happy with her results, and she's one of many, and you can have happy results too, but you got to take the first step that'll put you back on the right step for the rest of your life, especially from that dreaded disease that's so horrific and affects so many people, neuropathy. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Poland, Ohio, Weirton and Morgantown, West Virginia. Very interactive website, Mary Danston, one word, marydanston.com. But if you call today, right now, 724-940-9000, don't put it off. Don't deal with this disease any longer. Call 724-940-9000. We're going to give you the first consultation, the examination, and the treatment absolutely free. But you must call 724-940-9000. Leave your name and number that they can reach you during office hours throughout the week. 724-940-9000. MaryDanston.com. Dr. Richie, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rob.
Back with us April 5th, but you don't have to wait. Call today, 724-940-9000.
It is 36 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 10 o'clock. I'm Rob Taylor. A mobile home fire has claimed the life of a 2-year-old child. This fire happened Saturday morning in Butler County around 8 o'clock. Happened at the Sawmill Estates Mobile Home Park that's off Old Route 422 East.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.